NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says she doesn't want to see the country rely on vaccine mandates.
I would rather see people get vaccinated, boosted, and follow our recommendations.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC this week Americans need to follow the CDC's recommendations when it comes to masking up in public places. But Walensky says she'd rather see Americans get vaccinated on their own. She says she still expects to see mask mandates on the local level as infections from the COVID Delta variant surge across the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift its travel ban on African countries in a reasonable amount of time.
As we're getting more and more information about cases in our own country and worldwide, we're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis.
Fauci tells CNN State of the Union health officials have been getting more information about cases here in the U.S. and worldwide. The U.S. imposed a travel ban on South Africa and seven other countries last week to halt spread of the new COVID Omicron variant. American lawmakers and officials have been reacting to the death of longtime U.S. Senator from Kansas and one-time GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole. He died today at the age of 98. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years, including battling stage 4 lung cancer. A family statement says the senator died in his sleep early this morning. President Biden calls Dole a war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. Former Georgia Senator David Perdue is reportedly going to make a run for the state governor's office. Politico reporting the former GOP senator will announce his intentions via video on Monday. The outlet also noting current Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has said as recently as this week that Perdue's told him he has no plans to run for the seat. What's predicted by astronomers to be this year's brightest comet will be visible in the pre-dawn sky. Comet Leonard is named for University of Arizona's Catalina Sky Survey astronomer and researcher Greg Leonard. He first spotted it 11 months ago from the Mount Lemmon Observatory. Comet Leonard's expected to be nearest to the Earth on December 12th. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.